7:20, we have snow at 33 degrees on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for coming in today. First of all, let's get a road report out there. It's still snowing. It's mid-April. Were the roads okay today?
Yeah, it was just wet coming in this morning. Mother Nature still doesn't want to let go of winter, so we'll just deal with what we got and just drive a little slower.
Yeah, that's it. Leave yourself a little bit more time. We've heard of some of our traffic reports this morning say that traffic getting a little more congested than normal. Yeah, people slowing down, which is a good thing. And speaking of the weather, we're getting snow now, but it's severe Weather Awareness Week, and today is National, I guess, Tornado Drill Day. Did I get that right?
Yeah, so I know today we have, on the county level, we have a tornado drill this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main thing is for all the listeners is if you have younger kids at home, because as working families, we're not always home when our kids are home, to sit down with them, have a plan, something on paper that they can look at when things aren't looking so good in the skies. So
they have there will be two drills today. You'll hear the sirens go off twice, one at 1:45, and I think Bob said the other one was 6:45. So this evening, all the kids get home from school, you have dinner and everything, you can do a dry run today and make sure they know what's going on.
Yeah, it's good to have a plan, because you know a lot of kids these days are tied to their phones, so it's not always
Not always easy. Let's talk about last time we had you in, we talked a little bit about impaired driving, because it was, St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
But now a focus this month is more on distracted driving. And boy, there are a lot of things that can distract a driver.
Yeah, the main thing we're looking for is your cell phones in your hands. We're trying to get people to not have their cell phone in their hand while they're driving. I see a lot of people looking down at their center console while they're driving, and sometimes they're laughing. So it's hard, if we don't see the phone, it's hard to connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obvious that there's probably nothing in your center console that's funny other than something you're looking at your phone. So
yeah.
Put the phone down, pay attention. I know the first citation is $50, and I believe the second time you get caught, it's around $200. So it does add up.
Yeah, definitely adds up. You know, if you look at the evolution of the technology, a few years ago, everybody had so many people on their phone while driving and doing stupid things. That really seems to be getting a whole lot better now. I think the awareness and getting tickets and such is a very good thing. But also, you know, the technology, there's no reason. I mean, you can buy any type of hands-free device and for just about any phone or any car if you just take a look around and see what would work for you.
Yeah, a lot of your newer vehicles, I just purchased a new pickup, and it talks to me more than I talk to my phone. So it's I was communicating with you, but I mean, there are a lot of options if you don't have a newer vehicle to, you know, $50 to get a headset or a Bluetooth device that talks to your phone through your vehicle. So there are options out there.
All right. Nice truck, by the way. I've got a car that talks to me as well, and it really just bothers me when in January it says, "Careful, there may be ice."
No brainer in Minnesota, right?
I've got that figured out. Thank you, car. Thank you, car. Once again, Jesse Thomas is with us. He's the Rice County Sheriff. Let's talk about the progress of the jail right now. I've talked with some of our legislators who are trying to push that through to get the approval for the sales tax to be put on the ballot come November. I'm not sure where that's at now in the legislature. It's probably anyone's guess.
Yeah, I know it's still working its way through, but yeah, I'm not sure where that's at. And I'm not sure if that'll even make it to the ballot. I think it's a good option. It takes a lot of the cost off of our property tax owners, payers. But there's also a $25 million bond that was proposed that we testified on this week. And then yesterday, I was in a meeting for about 6-7 hours going over the final plan, looking at do we have outlets in the right spots? Do we have cameras in the right spots? And then, I know next week, the county board has to vote whether or not they're going to go out for bid.
Wow, that's, you know, if you look at all the, I want to say nuances, I'm not sure if that's the right word, but all the things that you need to operate a jail in this day and age safely, boy, that have you spent 7 hours yesterday in meetings with that? Are there more on the way as far as getting all those final little details together?
Yeah, we've been meeting about every week and a half, and just, you only get one chance to make sure everything's done right, and stuff's a lot cheaper when you do it right the first time. You don't have to add it as you're going through the process. So we're trying to be financially responsible and make sure we get it right the first time.
Sheriff Jesse Thomas is with us right now. Sheriff, let's talk about that funding. You've got a couple of hurdles to get over if you need to get, or if you want to get that sales tax approved. Number one, with the legislature, they have to approve it, and then the voters have to approve it as well. I really haven't been able to gauge the temperature of the voters on this issue at this point yet, but I'm sure we'll be talking about that a lot more come November. But is there a plan B? Do we have a plan B? Is it just going to be straight off the property taxes?
It'd be an increase in your property tax. If the we don't have the other options on the board, correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, have they sent out for bids yet for building that?
No. So that gets approved on the 12th. The county would say, yes, we're going out for bid. And then I believe it's in May, the bids will actually go out. That's 30 days. And then in June, they would approve who gets what bids. And then hopefully break ground late summer, probably thinking end of August. The issue we have is a lot of your precast walls, the big concrete walls that come on the semis, they're 6 to 12 months out, depending on who gets the bid. So it's hard to plan when you put your footings in with the frost in Minnesota and when does stuff show up so you can actually start working on the project.
Wow. You know, yeah, I haven't even thought about that, but I know the supply chain, especially when it comes to construction materials, there have been... it's been a long waiting list.
Yeah, and it's I'm trying to figure out where all of our workers went in the country. Nobody seems to have anybody who's able to work anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
how about, you know, I've talked with Mark Elliott, the police chief here in Northfield. They're fully staffed right now. It's the first time in a lot of years we've actually had the number of allotted police officers and personnel on duty. How about your office? Are you fully staffed now?
So we are close to being fully staffed, Jeff. We have one correctional officer opening. We're actually backgrounding a person for that spot. And we have one opening on our patrol side for the sheriff's office. And we're actually in a hiring process for that. So we should know next week. Did a conditional offer, just waiting for a response from mm-hmm. the person.
Has that hiring process... You mentioned the workers aren't there. I shouldn't say aren't there, but they're in high demand right now. Have you gotten good response when you put out job postings?
No, we only had 17 people apply for our law enforcement position, which normally we have that 40 to 60 applicants, and we're not seeing the qualified applicants that we'd normally see.
Mm-hmm.
The atmosphere in there. Country isn't the greatest for law enforcement right now, but I would like to thank all the local support that we have received. We have great men and women in our county here that support law enforcement, and we've received a lot of positive support. So thank you.
Good. That, and you look at the community college initiative that's going on right now in Rice County with the new police law enforcement curriculum and such, and hopefully we can get some of those young people in, get them educated and interested in a career in law enforcement.
Yeah, that's our goal, and I know they're looking at doing different scholarship avenues and bonuses, but it still comes down to support for the profession.
So. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we have it here in Rice County. Sheriff, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
I would just like to give a shout-out to Mike Stenbakken from New Strand Fire. He just celebrated his 50th year with New Strand Fire and Rescue. So,
wow.
Yeah, you don't see that very often, and that I think is the longest I've heard of anybody being on a fire department in our county. So
All right. Well, congratulations. Job well done. Yeah. Thank you very much. Sheriff, thank you so much for your time. We much appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the near future.
Sounds great, Jeff.
Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. It's 7:30. Rich is back in 2 minutes. Here's MNN.
It's time to get out and play. Just visit anywhere lottery tickets are sold for a shot at big money. Please remember to play within your means, and you must be 18 or older to play.
The Powerball jackpot's now estimated at $268 million. MNN News, I'm Brent Palm. Attorney General Keith Ellison says in the wake of his and Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman's decision not to file charges in the death of Amir Locke.
The problems involving policing and communities of color in Minneapolis are longstanding, and everyone knows it. Yet it feels like nothing ever is done about it.
Ellison says lawmakers need to consider whether no-knock warrants are ever really needed. Locke was shot and killed in Minneapolis February 2nd after police used a no-knock search warrant to enter the apartment. Locke was not a suspect in that investigation. Congresswoman Angie Craig is urging America's 6 largest oil companies to make the move to renewable fuels. The Minnesota Democrats said during a U.S. House hearing that the only relief from record gas prices in her district is
the blend of ethanol and gas.